All right, so I'm gonna do a little experiment here and see where it takes me. By decoding objects, you can see deeper into the spirit realm. So I'm gonna try to decode a door. I've done parts of it, but I've never really, you know, Jesus is the door, and he says, "Behold, I knock at the door," right? So if you take a holographic view of a door and you break it into parts, you should be able to decode some deeper truths. So let's think about a door. So a door has a lock. Lock has O-C-K. And when somebody knocks on the door, O-C-K, right? I decoded O-C-K one time. Lock, knock, sock, tick tock. It's a covering. So I decoded that time was a covering. So a door is shut, right? So it's covering what's on the inside, right? Time is a covering. Tick-tock. I decoded you're in a pocket universe because time is just the galaxy, the galaxy, the Milky Way, the universe. It's a cycle repeat. So a door has a latch. It has some hinges, and a latch is L-A-T-C-H. So L-A-T is the blood of his cross, C-H is the church. So there's a latch. To get into that room that's covered by a door, you need a latch that has to lock it too. So what is the lock? The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come, drink of the water of life freely. Believe on Jesus. Receive Jesus." And so you have some hinges. You have some bolts that hold the hinges. And if you ever looked at the door, the hinges on a door, the bolts on a door are a lot different than regular bolts because it has to be secure. You have a handle. To get in, you have a knob, a doorknob. It's a projection. So the handle and the doorknob is a projection from the flat surface. A handle. Can you handle something? Get a handle of this, or you manually turn it. Manual, Emmanuel. You have your hand to turn the door lock. You have a peephole, and the peephole is usually in the heart of the door, so you can see out, but you can't see in, right? Which means the church can see out. So the church is seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're in the spirit. You can see out and watch the flesh creatures, but the flesh creatures can't watch you because they can't understand you. I'm on my lunch break, so I'm going to get some lunch. So I'm actually, it's a process. To holographically decode an object, it's a process. It takes time. And it's an exercise in faith too, because you know you can unlock some truth, and the door has a lock, right? You unlock it with a key. Now a key is EK. The EK key is the master key, right? That's the master key. And so if an EK key is a master key, who's the master? Jesus is the master. What is a master? Ma-S-T-E-R, the machine, the machine, S-T, snake on the cross, E-R, joint heirs. So the master key is what? You move from, you're in, okay, so you want to open the door, but you need a master key. The letters E-R is joint heirs. S-T is the snake on the cross. Jesus became sin for us. You got to admit you're a sinner. You got to receive Christ. You got to believe that he paid for your sin. He took on sin for you. And the Ma is the material realm, the water and blood body. So you're in your water and blood body, the Ma. You got to go through the cross by faith, S-T. appropriate it. Die, take up your cross daily, become joint heirs, E-R. That's the master key that opens the door. So the word key is K-E-Y. Y is the letter U on a pole, on a post. E-K goes back to E-C-C-E, behold the man, Jesus. But E-K is also spirit and worship. K-E is worship and spirit. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth, right? So to open the door, the spiritual door, it's worship, and it's by the Holy Spirit. It's not the energy of the flesh. It's not the ma creature. It's the spirit creature. So the EK key tells you it's worship, it's spirit, and you rise up from a U to a Y, from a U sheep to set upright by the pole, the post, the cross. You rise up by what Jesus did on the pole, on the cross. That's the key. The hinge. H is eternity. N, H-I-N-N-G-E. G-E, we bring good things to life. G is Golgotha, it is finished. E is the Spirit. Everything hinges on Golgotha. It is finished. Everything hinges on it is finished. The hinge. The lock, O-C-K. Sock, lock, knock, tock, tick-tock. Rock. So what is a rock? You're solid as a rock. You're covered. It's solid. Stock. Your stock's in a pen. You got a bunch of stock, like some cows and horses. They're your stock. Stock market. That's your investment. That's your security. That's your backup. That's your investment, hoping it'll grow, right? So when you go to the door, you knock on the door. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So he's on the outside trying to knock in. So you have to open the door from the inside, right? And you open the door by faith. You can look out the peephole, but the peephole, in order to see, the peephole is in the heart of the door. So in order to see out the other side, your heart has to be right. It's all about the heart. There's a frame around the door. F is man's number. A-M-E is blood, water, spirit. R is the righteousness of Christ. Ram, R-A-M, is the ram caught in the thicket. So you're moving from a F through the ram to the spirit. Frame, the framing. Jesus is the frame. Jesus is knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's the frame. He's the door. He's the key. He's the latch. If you look at an average door, it has panels. And the word panel is P-A-N-E-L. He's the bread, P-A-N's bread. But each panel is a piece. So Jesus has a head and a body. So his body is the corporate body of his church, the spiritual body of his church. The real body, the spiritual living body, not a dead corporation down here. So everything down here that's dead is a type and shadow, some deeper living truth. So when you look at a door, it has a frame. F-R-A-M, there's the ram caught in the thicket in the book of Genesis. Abraham believed God, it was counted for righteousness, and so God told him to kill his son. And he said, God will resurrect my son. And as he was getting ready to do it, the angel stopped him, and there was a ram in the thicket. So God never did human sacrifice, but he tested Abraham, and he sacrificed his own son. That's why the Illuminati, that's why they do human. That's why the witches and the warlocks and the Illuminati do human sacrifice, because they think it's human sacrifice when it's already been paid. An animal has to die that you might live to get that protein. In the Old Testament, they would sacrifice animals as a covering for your sin. Your sin is so bad that you're going to have to burn forever unless you get saved. But Jesus went to the cross for you. He died for you because your sin is so bad. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So they're still under law. They're still, not only are they under law, they're not even using animal sacrifice, which is under law. They're still in the old dispensation, but they're even doing human sacrifice because they're the occult. The dark side. Now, the occult just means hidden, and there's occult truth that's spiritual, that's the light. That's why you had the Magi come. The Magi just means magic, right? So the Magi saw the star, and they said, where's the baby? Because they were the Magi. They could see the occult signs, but there's an occult. There's hidden, a word occult means hidden. So there's dark occult, and there's stuff which is twisted, but there's occult stuff hidden in plain view that points to Jesus, which is the light. Just like I'm showing you about all objects, if you break them into parts, in their constituent parts, and you break each piece of the door or a car or anything, and then as you break it into parts, and then you break the words into parts, and you see the multi-dimensional use, the key has five little notches. The old timey keys have little five little notches, right? Five is the letter E, which is spirit. And the way a key is shaped is another. Because it has to be shaped that way for your hand to be able to turn it. So if you look at a key, it has the round symbol, and it has the straight. It has the one and the zero, the male and the female, which is represents reproduction, represents flesh versus spirit. So the one is the spirit, the zero is the flesh. Adam represents the spirit, upright. Eve represents the flesh. Sorry, because Eve dropped us down into sin. So that's why Eve, you got day and night. Eve is evening. Eve represents the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off, being cut back in. This is why women don't go to the bathroom by themselves, because it's an identity issue. A woman wants to be identified with a man, even a Jezebel. But a Jezebel will try to usurp the man. It's just the way it is. And so the key has the one and the zero. It goes on a key ring, right? You got a key ring. What is the ring? The merry-go-round, but it's also a covenant. The key is on the ring, which is latched to your belt loop. There's the latch. There's another latch. A-T-C-H. L is God. A-T, blood of his cross. C-H is the church. So why do you need a key? And where's the key at? You put it in your pocket. P-O-C-K. A hidden place, O-C-K, pocket, spiritually hidden. The occult is hidden in plain view. Not the dark occult, but the true occult. The hidden truth is hidden in plain view. So you put the key in your pocket, or you latch it to your belt loop. O-P-L-O-O-P. O-P is the birthing. So you take the key out of your pocket with your hand, manually do it, Emmanuel. You grab the key. You hold the key. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You hold the key. You put the key in. You turn it. Goes back to turn, which goes back to vulva, which goes back to birthing. You turn the key. You push the knob down. You push the door open. So the baby, the woman's pushing out a baby. When you go down and you buy a Coca-Cola out of a Coke machine or a Pepsi, at the bottom, the produce goes to the bottom, and there's a sign that says push. The doctor says, push. So you're pushing out the baby. You're moving from a ma creature to a MAE creature through the ST. You become the master because you're in Christ. You know all things. So you become a master in 3D because you know all things. So I just decoded the door and showed you deep spiritual truth. I wasn't sure if I was going to finish it in one video, but I just showed you how to decode deep spiritual truth with a door, the door frame, the doorknob, the latch, the peephole, the panels on the door, the keys, the knobs, the knock, the OCK. It's hidden. It's a covering. It's repeating. It's a birthing. It's secret. Adam and Eve had a secret relationship that nobody else had, right? Unless she cheats or he cheats, unless they commit adultery and cheat, then that secret, that hidden relationship is no longer there. Because it's somebody destroyed that hidden secret place. Defiled it. Somebody defiled the secret place in that marriage, and it just, that's why Jesus said there's a few reasons for a divorce, you know. If somebody abandons ship, somebody cheats, you're defiling the truth in types and shadows. And so the covenant is broken. And so back to covenant. Where was it in that decode? I don't have notes, Brian. I'm just doing this in real time. So you go into an agreement, ST, okay, ma, S-T-E-R. So to enter into the joint heir, you have to go into that covenant by faith, you know, appropriate it by faith. Believe, receive. So you receive Christ into your heart by faith, just like the man and the woman get married, and she receives the seed into the womb, and they have a baby, a birthing, a conception. So you receive the seed of the word of God into the womb of your heart, and you have a conception, a birthing. It's the same truth. So when you're looking at a door, you put the key into the slot, pierce, and then you turn it, cut, turn. You grab the knob. It's a projection from the flat surface, so that's a type and shadow of the spiritual projection from the spirit plane. You turn the knob, you open the door. OP is birthing, EN. N is the snake and the fish. So you open the door. OP is the birthing, the conception, the birthing process. E is spirit, N is the snake and the fish, and you enter in. And so I just decoded deep spiritual truths by decoding a door, to breaking the door into parts. There you go. You're welcome. This knowledge didn't come from man. This came from above. So you've been blessed if you understood what I just said. Because this information didn't come from... This came from above, directly to me from God. And I'm just speaking it out. If you can laugh all you want, or you can receive it and get blessed. You know, it's your choice.